Long day today, I assume, or how did you handle the wait?
It was a very long day. It was a stressful process, but nothing is more satisfying than finally hearing my name called. And I'm very, very filled with emotions right now, and I'm very thankful to the Packers organization for picking me. I'm ready to get to work.
Were you with your family, or who were you with today when, and how did you celebrate?
Yeah.
How are you going to celebrate?
Yeah, well, I was with my family, and they've been with me this whole process. And when I got the phone call, I saw a Green Bay area code come up, and I filled with excitement. And when I answered the phone call and found out what it really was about, I kind of kept it quiet. I was in a room by myself, and it was just filled with emotions. And I stepped out of the room, and everyone saw me on the phone, and everybody got quiet. And a few moments later, everything flashed across television, and everyone at that moment found out what was going on, and everyone started cheering and celebrating. And I can't be more thankful for this opportunity. I mean, it's a dream come true.
What would you say the best part of your game is?
I feel like the best part of my game is just being a guy that can, play multiple positions, play inside and outside. The guy is very versatile. And also a guy that's smart and can pick up, offenses very easily. And, I can recognize defenses. And I just feel like, the mental part of my game is a part of my game that's a strength also.
Hey, Malachi, what do you remember about the game here at Lambeau back in September, and any impressions you had at all about playing here?
I remember, first of all, finding out last year that we were going to be playing in Lambeau Field. And that's also a dream of mine since a young kid, all the rich history and traditions of the stadium. And, I was very excited to play there as a collegiate player. And remember when we first got there, we toured like a museum in there, got to see all the Super Bowl rings and trophies and jerseys. And I just remember it being a very, very cool place. And when we got to play on it against Wisconsin, it was also a surreal feeling being out there on that same field that so many great guys before me and forever have played on. So I just remember it being one stadium that I always have wanted to visit as a young kid, and now that the Packers have selected me to play for them is, an amazing feeling, and I can't wait to just do a Lambeau leap one day.
How did you come out a year early?
Well, I feel first and foremost, any guy that's, trying to determine whether he should stay in school or not should be determined first off if he feels he's prepared to take that step mentally and physically and handle the things that, comes with it. And I feel like mentally and physically I was ready to take that step to be, a contributing factor to whoever I had the honor of playing for. And, it still had wavered or changed throughout this whole process for me. I was very confident throughout the whole spring and how my process was going. Never had any second thoughts about it. So before I actually made the decision to come out, I weighed those thoughts through my mind, and I tried to think about the process, how I would feel 2 weeks after I declared, 3 weeks, a month, and around draft, how I would feel after I declared. And I told myself, if I make this decision, do I think I will have any regrets or indecisiveness about why I left? And I can genuinely say I haven't, and I feel like it was just the best decision for me because I know I can be an instant impact in the National Football League, and I'm very confident in that, and I cannot wait to go out there and show everyone what I can do.
You're going to have Aaron Rodgers throwing passes to you. How do you feel about that?
Man, that is a dream come true. A lot of my family and my uncle and my agent, he was joking around with me and telling me how, do you remember a few years ago when you were in high school, how you were saying if you had a dream quarterback or if you had someone specific that you wanted to throw you the ball, who it would be? And I used to always say Aaron Rodgers. I was a huge fan of his. And now that I get to play with him, I mean, that filled me with emotions on its own. I mean, when I got the phone call, I was going to play for Green Bay, I immediately thankful, and my mind just shifted to football, and it shifted to winning football games, offensive and strategy, and who would be my quarterback. And I realized it was Aaron Rodgers, and man, I promise you that that's a dream come true on his own, and he's a great, great quarterback, and I cannot wait to get to work with and show him my worth and build a relationship with him.